Well, where I played, I think it's more speed that I've seen, and a lot more size compared to Iowa's high school football.
A lot more Division I player. I mean, Ohio produces tons of on a yearly basis.
I mean, not even from a D1 or D2 or whatever prospect. It's a different size and speed that I can see.
I want to ask you, Adam, when he comes here, he seems like, is he as humble to you guys and is as good a team as he comes across as being to us?
Very humble. I tease him all the time about it. I always call him a superstar. He walks away because he hates hearing it.
What does that say about him? Does that make you even want to block for him even more?
Oh, yeah. It always makes you want to block more for a humble person. You never want to be around an arrogant person.
Thanks, Brad. Appreciate it.
Just touching on Adam here, when you went back and watched the film of your game against Michigan, just did it amaze you even more, just like what he was able to do out there for you guys?
Oh, yeah. Adam is very versatile. He can catch, run. I mean, he can do it all. And I think that's a credit to him and the coaches on how they teach us around here.
I got to ask, like, whenever it was you found out, I don't know if it was when you were on the plane coming home or if you just found out Sunday morning, but when you first heard Wisconsin beat Ohio State and beat them by like double digits, what's kind of the thought going through your mind?
Well, Wisconsin's always a tough team. Ohio State's always a tough team. And we can't base off of what they did or who did what. You know, we got to go out and prepare every week for our opponent as we would prepare for anybody, you know, so.
Do you notice similarities between Wisconsin's defense and guys you go up against in practice every day? I ask because I know a lot of people like to say, oh, Iowa and Wisconsin are very similar to one another.
Well, I haven't played against them, mm-hmm. you know, but from the film, they're a very physical team. You know, I know we go out to prepare for physicalness. We got to be more aggressive in what we do.
And just for you specifically, now you've kind of gotten a chance to play a little bit of both fullback and running back. Is there one that you kind of, I would imagine you'd probably like actually getting the carries more, but is there anything about playing fullback that you like?
I enjoy playing fullback. A lot of people would think, you know, being a tailback that I would always want to run the ball. I love running the ball, but at the same time, I like the physical nature of fullback. I love to hit. I was a defensive-minded person in high school, but fullback is just as fun as linebacker because I just get to go out and hit somebody.
So you said that you were defensive-minded when you came here. Then was it more the coaches wanting you to play in the backfield, or had you ever talked to them before about, you know, maybe playing on the defensive side?
Well, I know that coming out of high school, Iowa wanted me to play offense, and it wasn't too many schools that wanted me to play defense because of my size, because I was a linebacker, and they always said I was shorter. But I knew coming in here that I was going to play offense, and, you know, that's what I focused on.
What, I guess, are some of the challenges that you see going up against Wisconsin, especially the D-line? I know they have the end, J.J. Watt, that looked really good against Ohio State, and he's gotten a lot of publicity.
Well, yeah, we know we're going to have to prepare tougher than, you know, we have any week, and we try not to stress anything different. We try to prepare for everybody as everybody is the same, but we got to go into this game with the right mentality.
How do you like having this game at home on Saturday as opposed to having to go up to Madison?
I think the home games are always an advantage for any team. You know, teams are going to be tough at home or away regardless of who you're playing. But I think that's a good advantage being at home.
And I'm sure you've been asked a lot about this already, but just with, you know, this being the last time Iowa and Wisconsin play, unless there is a Big Ten championship game down the road, this being the last regular season meeting, how much more importance do you guys place on, you know, being able to win this game and being able to keep at least, you know, one trophy, you know, in that atrium that you guys have throughout the majority of your career?
Well, being that it's a trophy game, I mean, and it's probably the last game, you know, regular season, it's very important. You know, you wouldn't want someone to take the trophy away from you and you not see it for a long time, you know. So I think this being a trophy game is going to be a tougher mentality from both teams.